Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apologies, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday in our study of Daniel chapter 9, we were taught that Daniel prayed for all the people, starting with the king and working his way down through the lowliest of people. Let's continue with that thought today. And now, here is our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
The Lord told us in Leviticus chapter 19, verse 2, be ye holy. And that still stands today. 1 Peter 1, a New Testament passage, verse 15 and 16, calls us to be holy. As a matter of fact, Samuel tells us that rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. Have you ever been called a witch? Well, if you rebel against the commands of God, then you're doing the sin of witchcraft. To not obey and knowingly go against clear commands of God is rebellion, and therefore it is witchcraft. And he adds, they're departing from judgment. That is instruction in what to do. Today we have unequal yokes in marriage, marrying unsaved and saved people, although the Bible commands against that. People are conforming to the world, although we're told and commanded to be not conformed to this world. And so in verse 6, he says, we have sinned because neither have we hearkened unto thy servants the prophets. Now, Daniel was of the royal line, and he begins with failure to listen at the top. It started with the kings. And it went to all the people. No one is left out in this prayer. You see, every one of us will give an account of himself unto God, Romans 14:12 says. And Daniel knows that. As a matter of fact, Luke chapter 12, verse 47 and 48 lets us know, to whom much is committed of him, much more will be required at judgment. And so here we see kings are listed first. In James chapter 3, verse 1, it says, my brethren, be not many masters, knowing that we shall receive the greater condemnation. People want to be teachers. I want to teach in the church. Well, that's a good thing to desire, but he's also letting you know that the judgment on you has a higher standard. It's with a more fine-tooth comb. Listen to Jeremiah 4, verses 15 through 17. It says, then all the men which knew that their wives had burned incense unto other gods, and all the women that stood by, a great multitude, even all the people that dwelt in the land of Egypt, in Pathros, answered Jeremiah, saying, as for the word that thou hast spoken unto us in the name of the Lord, we will not hearken unto thee, but we will certainly do whatsoever thing goeth forth out of our own mouth, to burn incense unto the queen of heaven, and to pour out drink offerings unto her, as we have done, we and our fathers, our kings and our princes, in the cities of Judah and in the streets of Jerusalem. For then we had plenty of victuals, and were well, and saw no evil. Wow! What a lie they believe. Isn't it interesting that you see history books in your schools being changed today? And 20 years from now, your kids are going to believe that. The lies that are told now. Now, what happened in that day is they had evidently a rights movement that, instead of just honoring women and treating them as a weaker vessel in honor, it was to give women equal rights and to put down men and even put them over men. And so here's a group of panty-waisted men that knew their wives had burned incense. And Jeremiah's just condemned that. And they said, look, hey, we were in Israel, and things were fine, and we tried to turn to God, do what God told us to do, and boy, everything went wrong. That is a lie. And my friend, when you lie unto God, your sin will find you out. And so they told Jeremiah, yeah, he's preaching truth. They tell him, we're not going to hearken unto you. Hey, we think it was better when we worship the Queen of Heaven. Now, by the way, here the Bible mentions the Queen of Heaven. Never does the Bible mention the Queen of Heaven in a good light, because there is no queen in heaven. There's just the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. There is no Queen of Heaven. And the sooner that you know that by the Word of God, His Holy Spirit, the better off people will be. So here they are. They're basically calling Jeremiah a legalist. They get mad at the man of God for preaching against their sins. Now, I'll find oftentimes people that will have standards or had standards at one time when their children turn into teenagers. They change their standards for their children's sake. And without realizing, though they would argue with you till they're red in the face, they have put their family before God. And they get mad if the preacher preaches against the sin of the children. Now, be careful about railing on the man of God. Now, the scriptures are very plain in warning against it. Judgment may not be immediate as with Israel, but it does come. Some will believe without ever asking the man of God his side of the story. They just believe what's said against them. Israel was backslidden and judged when she did that. And don't forget, Matthew 23:37, Jesus is looking over Jerusalem, and he begins to weep. And he says, oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that stonest the prophets and killest them which are sent unto thee. How often would I have gathered thy children together, even as a hen gathereth her chickens under her wings. Behold, your house is left unto you desolate. And 40 years later, Jerusalem fell. Now, let's notice the contrast that we have also here in our text in verses 7 through 9 of this prayer of Daniel, in Daniel chapter 9. O Lord, righteousness belongeth unto thee, but unto us confusion of faces, as at this day. To the men of Judah and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem and unto all Israel that are near and that are far off, through all the countries whither thou hast driven them, because of their trespasses, that they have trespassed against thee. O Lord, to us belongeth confusion of face, to our kings, to our princes, and to our fathers, because we have sinned against thee. To the Lord our God belong mercies and forgiveness, though we have rebelled against him. Oh, yes, he talks and mentions, we've definitely rebelled against God. And oh, what a contrast. God's side, we see righteousness. A righteousness not to be ashamed of or to repent from. But on our side, we've seen there in verse 8, confusion of face. Ashamed at his appearing, as well as them being ashamed publicly. Verse 7 showed Israel to be so scattered that they were enslaved. That word trespass carries the idea of treachery, covert action against righteousness. Do you realize that that is God's view of our sin? He views your sin and my sin as treachery, as covert action against righteousness. On God's side, verse 9 tells us there's mercy and forgiveness. On our side, there's confusion and rebellion. And that's all of us. We remember back in verse 6 that they would not hearken to the prophets. They would not listen. We lack the power to grant mercy and forgiveness apart from God. Although some think they can as vice regents for God Almighty, and they think that, oh yeah, I have the power to forgive or not forgive. No, only God can forgive sins. We can forgive people that do things against us, but we cannot forgive sin itself. We can forgive those who trespass against us, but we cannot forgive trespass. God does that. You see, my friend, we lack the power to do so. In no way is Daniel blaming God or condemning God for their sins and failures. There's no excuse being offered for their sinfulness and their failure. By the way, that's the right approach unto God. Don't make excuses for your sins and failures. The mercies and forgiveness in verse 9 are great, considering the volume of the wickedness of Israel. It was just like we are. And that takes us into verses 10 through 13 and God's fulfillment of the negative promises. Look at verse 10 here as Daniel continues his prayer. Neither have we obeyed the voice of the Lord our God to walk in his laws, which he set before us by his servants, the prophets. He says, neither have we obeyed. That word obeyed means to listen with obedience. So he said, we haven't obeyed. We haven't listened in order that we might obey the voice of God. I'm reminded of Psalms 138:2, where it says, I will worship towards thy holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth, for thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. Isn't that interesting? He said he'd worship towards the holy temple. And in speaking of worship, he places God's word in that context. And he has listed the word even above his name. Now, that name is great. One day at the name of Jesus, every knee is going to bow of things in heaven, things in earth, and things under the earth, and confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. So, that tells us then that the word of God is a part of worship. Therefore, the preacher must preach the word as it is to men as they are. Because the word of God is a very important part of worship. But with that in mind, we think of both Psalms 105, verse 15, and 1 Chronicles 16:22. They both say the same thing. Touch not mine anointed, and do my prophets no harm. You see, if a preacher will preach the word of God as it is to men as they are, that's his duty. The duty of man is to receive it, not to rebel against it. When a man of God preaches the word of God, he is doing his duty in worship. When he does not water it down but tells it as it is, he is doing the loving duty of worship. However, the people in the congregation do not worship until they receive it without rebellion. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the lamp and light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.